USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Drug makers are continuing their research regarding COVID-19 vaccines and the vaccine being effective against preventing the more infectious UK variant and other variants across the world. Dr. Francis Collins is a director of the National Institutes of Health. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes one of the things that does continue to concern him is the COVID-19 variant.
If I have an anxiety, it's that something worse than the South African variant is out there that will get to the point where the vaccines no longer appear to be fully protective against a bad outcome. And that will certainly drive us then to do a redesign of the vaccines as quick as we can.
President Biden is touting shots in arms and money in pockets. Today, Biden again promoting the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, just as $1,400 checks are hitting American bank accounts and more vaccines are rolling out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
At least 3 people are dead and several others are hurt after a car plowed into a group of pedestrians near San Diego City College. Fire Chief Colin Stonewell is heartbroken by what happened.
A very tragic emergency and incident that impacts all of us and was just a tremendous effort by both law enforcement and fire to do their best.
San Diego police say a 71-year-old male driver struck the victims as they were walking into a tunnel that leads to the college campus. Lots of time being spent this Monday filling out those NCAA tournament brackets.
The bracket for the 2021 NCAA tournament has been released. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed in the tournament, getting the top seed in the West region. They're the fifth team to enter the tournament with an undefeated record and look to become the first undefeated champions since Indiana accomplished the feat in the 1975-76 season. Baylor is the number one seed in the South, with Illinois getting the top line in the Midwest region after winning the Big Ten tournament earlier on Sunday. Fellow Big Ten team Michigan is the number one seed in the East. This year's tournament will be unique because all 67 games will take place in the state of Indiana, with the bulk being held in and around Indianapolis. The tournament kicks off on Thursday with all 4 games of the first 4, before the first round proper starts on Friday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.